piezoelectric, or piezoelectric, depends upon how you want to pronounce it. It's supposed to be piezoelectric. In any event, what is it? Well, basically, it's that little weird device when you go to light your gas grill and you're pulling down the trigger, and then it kicks off this neat little spark at the tip of your gas wand there. That spark is being generated from what? Is it a battery? I don't remember putting any AA's in there. In fact, the whole thing's sealed up. So where's that spark coming from? Would you believe inside is a little piece of quartz? Yeah, not kidding. A piece of quartz. And that piece of quartz is creating that spark. Again, there are no batteries. It's just the natural properties of quartz. If you squeeze quartz or you hit quartz, it will generate electricity. Essentially, the theory is that you're kicking out extra electrons. And since it's so densely packed, it's going to kick off a charge. Now, some of you in school may have seen an example of this, you know, using wintergreen lifesavers. If you take a wintergreen lifesaver into a dark room and pop it into your mouth and crunch down on it, looking into a mirror, you can see little tiny blue sparks. This is the piezoelectric effect. So that's great. Now, you got the spark, but what do you do with it? How do you get this thing to work? Well, very much like a mantis shrimp, and I think I'll do that for another show, very much like a mantis shrimp, you have a mechanical advantage style hammer in a very, very short area. Like we're talking like a quarter of an inch. And what you're going to do is you're going to smack that quartz as hard as you can. It's not going to break it, but it is going to stress it. Now, ideally, you'll probably have this quartz inside of a metallic container. And in an exposed area of the quartz, you may have a metal rod touching the quartz. This rod would then be connected to a wire that would make its way to the tip of the barbecue lighter. The metal casing that's holding the quartz initially, that would be grounded to the outside area. So as you're squeezing the trigger, the gas is coming out and you smack the quartz and it generates the electricity, moves down the wire and creates a small spark. Now, can that spark hurt you? Yeah, it hurts. Do you know how many volts are running across that thing? Well, let's take a look at this. In your home, you have about 100 volts, or if you're in Europe, 240 volts. Would you believe there are upwards of 8,000 volts coming out of a piece of crystal, smaller than the size of your pinky nail? Now, I suppose you're wondering to yourself, hey, Dan, can I do the opposite? Can I apply electricity and get the thing to jump or bang or move? Yes. As a matter of fact, that's how old quartz watches, actually now quartz watches, still work. And you'll see them inside little tiny chambers if you open up the back end of a watch. Looks like a tiny, tiny little AA battery. And essentially what you're doing is you're applying a small amount of electricity across that quartz and it's vibrating. And that's how the watch can recognize what the time is, because each crystal is designed to vibrate at a certain frequency. So you take that frequency and you divide it down, I don't know, like 12 steps, and that gets you a second and a second and a second. And that's how it keeps time. Pretty cool, huh? Hey, I'll leave you a couple of links in the description where you can do some more of your own learning. If you're enjoying these podcasts, you know what to do. Give it a thumbs up, pause a review, share it with your friends on social media networks. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.